Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Islam and the threat to the West, and particularly against Israel. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Eric Steckelbeck, our special guest. He is a correspondent on terrorism for CBN and also for GBTV, Glenn Beck's television program. And he is the author of a book called The Terrorist Next Door. You've had many trips to Israel. You've actually interviewed jihadists who want to kill, have an ideology based upon their Islamic views to kill and maim those that are opposed to Islam. We talked yesterday about the Muslim Brotherhood and Egypt and the changing of the guards, so to speak, all around Egypt. And we want to focus today on Israel. What do you see is happening in the Middle East in relationship to Israel and the threat that it poses to Israel?
Well, Matt, Israel is now completely surrounded. It's kind of like a pincer movement almost, where the forces of jihad and Islamism are closing in from literally every corner. We have Hamas in Gaza. We have Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon. We have in the West Bank, Hamas is very strong. We have radical Islamic forces there. We have Turkey, which was a former ally of Israel, has now turned viciously Islamist and anti-Israel. We have Syria, of course. We have Iran. And a key point, we have Egypt to the south, which Israel for the past 32 years has had a peace treaty with. That peace treaty, I believe, is going to go by the wayside as Egypt falls increasingly under the sway of the Muslim Brotherhood and other radical Islamic groups. So to say Israel is isolated right now is an understatement. And not just mentioning in the Middle East. We have Europe. We have the UN, which are, to say the least, not kind to Israel. And we have America, traditionally Israel's strongest friend, right now governed by an administration that is the most openly hostile administration to Israel in American history. President Obama's open hostility to Israel is unprecedented in the annals of American history.
Yeah, you know, one of the things he said in 2011 is that he wanted to have the peace negotiations between the Palestinian Authority there in Gaza, for example, to begin with the 1967 borders. Yeah. And if you went to the 1967 borders, Israel would only be 9 miles wide at its center. It literally is a recipe for ultimate destruction. And the president supported going to that 1967 border, splitting Jerusalem in half so that half of it would go back to the radical Palestinian organizations with the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah, Matt, those borders you mentioned, some Israelis call them the Auschwitz borders because it would result ultimately in the genocide of the Jewish people. If you go to Israel, and I've had the privilege to go there several times, you see that Israel is roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. And if you go back to those 1967 borders, it would go from the size of New Jersey to the size of Delaware. That's what we're talking about here. Indefensible borders. Literally, picture if you live in Texas or if you live in Minnesota, bordering a foreign country. If you live on the border of Mexico or Canada, picture right over that border, literally, thousands of rockets pointed at your towns and cities. That's what Israel is facing every day. And real quick, the first time I went to Israel, I went with a group of 9 people, national security reporters. And 2 of us were Zionists already. We're very pro-Israel already. The other 7 were non-committed. And I remember one guy saying, the Israelis and the Palestinians, a pox on both of their houses. Mm. Well, by the end of that week in Israel, we had 9 committed Zionists. Because they saw what Israel is up against. They saw the boundaries, the geographical limitations. These were secular guys. There was no biblical mandate for them to support Israel. Just the cold, hard facts on the ground swayed them completely to Israel's side.
Liberty Counsel has a program called the Liberty Ambassador Council. We took a group of people to Israel in September of 2011. One of the people that accompanied us was a relative of someone else who was a supporter of Liberty Counsel. That individual was more pro-Palestinian than pro-Israel. But after the end of that week, seeing the people, talking to the Jewish people, seeing the land, talking to the government officials, talking to the Arab population, and seeing the borders, going north and peering into Syria. You know, it changed her views as to what this conversation was all about.
It will, for me, it not only changed my views, it changed my life. I felt like, just to take on the spiritual realm real quick, I felt like God moved powerfully in my life when I was in Israel. Mm-hmm. Something about being in that land, and I encourage everyone to get there. But that on-the-ground perspective changes everything. It's unbelievable. The average American cannot wrap their heads around what the Israelis deal with every day. Yeah. Rockets and missiles every day. You don't hear about this often in the mainstream media, but Matt, as we sit here, I guarantee on this day, whenever this is going to air, rockets and missiles will be hitting southern Israeli towns from Gaza. This is a daily occurrence. We hear about the occasional flare-up in the mainstream media. Every day, rockets and missiles are falling on southern Israeli towns, yet Israel is told not to respond and not to defend itself.
You can go to Liberty Council's website if you want to accompany us on one of our trips, be a part of the Liberty Ambassador Council, that's lc.org, or call 1-800-671-1776. You know, in Jerusalem, it's pretty safe, but mm-hmm. you're talking about down in the southern part in Gaza, where the people in Gaza, the Palestinian Authority, are shooting rockets over into Beersheba and over in some of those southern portions of Israel. And then when Israel retaliates, and by the way, I was visiting. We had about a three-hour briefing at one of the Israeli military bases in the Valley of Jezreel in September of 2011. One of the things that people don't realize is that when Israel finds a place that is shooting rockets, say, from Gaza, and they understand that they just need to defend themselves, they will make cell phone calls, send text messages, drop leaflets mm-hmm. to the people around the area saying, move out of the way, we're going to take out this target. Then they actually showed us some film where once they had already done that, text messages, cell phones, and leaflets, they shot a warning shot in the front yard. The people then scattered and left, and then they took out the target. You don't hear about that on the mainstream media.
Matt, this is unprecedented in the history of warfare. What Israel does is unprecedented in the history of modern warfare, especially ancient warfare. They are the most, along with America, along with the U.S., they are the most humane fighting force in human history. I can say that without reservation, along with the U.S. military. As you said, they are telling terrorists, literally calling them on cell phones and saying, look, we're coming in. You might want to evacuate your house right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane, you would think, on its face.
It's unbelievable, but that's what they do.
But the U.N., the mainstream media would have you believe, that the European Union would have you believe that Israel is this oppressive, totalitarian state that oppresses its Arab population. You know, there's 6 million Jews, 1 million Arabs in Israel. Arabs in Israel move freely, work freely. And if you talk to most Israeli Arabs, they'll say, I want to stay a citizen of Israel.
And if the Palestinian Authority becomes a recognized nation,
yes,
they don't want to be part of it.
They want no parts of that. They want to remain Israeli citizens. Real quick here, Matt, too, just to give people an idea of the threat level that Israel is facing on their borders. Israel's northern border, which is Lebanon, southern Lebanon. Right now, the terror group Hezbollah, the terrorist army Hezbollah, which effectively runs Lebanon, they have some 50,000 missiles and rockets pointed at every single inch of Israel. That's right on Israel's northern border where this group is stationed. Imagine a group in Canada with rockets and missiles pointed at every single inch of the United States, and you have an idea of what Israel is facing in Hezbollah.
Well, you know, America needs – has always been a strong ally of Israel, and I think you're absolutely right that this administration under President Obama has had an unprecedented opposition to Israel and lack of support for Israel. And I think it's very critical that America continues to remain the best ally of Israel. It's the only real ally that we have in the Middle East that has been true to us, and we share those common core values. And we also share those common threats as well because of those shared values.
Matt, Israel is the canary in the coal mine in this fight. They are the first line of defense for Western civilization. You know, I interviewed the former Prime Minister of Spain last year, Jose Maria Aznar, and he said, Eric, if Israel goes down, we all go down. Mm. They're not going to stop with the Jews. We are the ultimate target.
I was meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in June of 2011, and he realizes the threat is to Western civilization. Remember, Iran calls Israel the little Satan and America the big Satan, and there's a reason for that. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and order the book, The Terrorist Next Door by Eric Stackelbeck. It's a fascinating book that you'll want to read and maybe get it for your friends. Eric Stackelbeck is the author. He's been our guest this week. The Terrorist Next Door is the book. lc.org is the website. You can also call us at 1-800-671-1776, and we can mail it to you as well. And also inquire about our Liberty Ambassador Council tours to Israel. It's both an educational and a spiritual tour. It literally is a life-changing week in Israel. Go to lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.